Mr. Speaker, the ministry is currently undertaking a rationalization exercise of all Ghana missions abroad, including an evaluation of the work of our various missions. Based on the report of the rationalization exercise, the government has not yet taken a decision to open a mission in the state of Palestine. Mr. Speaker, I must however state that in countries where there are no resident missions, our missions in neighboring countries are concurrently accredited to those countries and mandated to strengthen and deepen relations with them. In that regard, Mr. Speaker, our mission in Cairo, Egypt, is concurrently accredited to the state of Palestine and actively oversees Ghana's relations with that state. Mr. Speaker, Ghana has had diplomatic relations with the state of Palestine since 1986 and will continue to consolidate our bilateral cooperation with the state of Palestine for the mutual benefits of the two countries. Mr. Speaker, regarding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Ghana believes in the two-state solution which envisages an independent state of Palestine living alongside the state of Israel in peace. In this regard, Ghana will continue to support all efforts by the international community to bring a lasting solution to the conflict and ensure a durable peace in the region.
On the country's relationship with the Turkish Republic, Madame Boutros said Ghana does not have a relationship with the Republic of Turkey.
The international community, with the exception of Turkey, does not recognize the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus as a sovereign state. The international community considers Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus as part of the Republic of Cyprus. Mr. Speaker, since Ghana is a committed member of the UN, it upholds the decision of the UN Security Council and therefore has no diplomatic relations with the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus. Mr. Speaker, we will continue to abide by the UN Security Council resolution, and until such time that it is reviewed, we would abide by it. The students who are there on their own, they are not through the government in any shape or form. So I think that it does not affect or it does not warrant us to establish relations with that country.
You heard the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Shelley Ayokor-Botchwey.